Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:22 on a busy Friday here on Wisconsin's Morning News. What is the Milwaukee public school system collapsing before our very eyes? The MPS board pushing a vote on the upcoming school year budget amid reports this week that the federal funding for Head Start programs is suspended. That over concern of mistreatment of students, among others. And state funding now in jeopardy because of MPS administrators literally not doing their homework. Fiery meeting Thursday night.
No, we're in a horrible position right now financially. Horrible. And the board had no clue, and I hate that we wasn't given this information.
And that guy's on the school board. That's how fired up that was. That is school board director Daryl Jackson. He's saying the Board of Education had no idea that MPS is 8 months late on financial reports that are just a basic course of business for MPS that are due to the State Department of Public Instruction. They were due back in September.
Let's talk about it. Give us the dollar amount, Marva. How much he's screwing over MPS this time?
Shame! You will not shut us up!
Yeah, TMJ4 News at the meeting there. That's people openly shouting at the board. Also present, MPS Superintendent Keith Posley. They called the cops at him. Eight police officers responded to the meeting to get control of things so they could continue with the business. Mm-hmm. You know, MPS has often been a punching bag. You know, some of that criticism fair, sometimes not, but this mess is other level. Keep in mind, this is not outstate Republicans in the legislature complaining. This is Biden administration, Department of Education. This is state DPI led by Democrat Superintendent Jill Underly. This is way beyond the usual complaints. And Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce, which openly campaigned, you remember, against the $250 million referendum. We had commercials even running here.
Yeah, we did. I remember them.
So they just, the city of Milwaukee passed that referendum this spring. MMAC is out with an important question. Wouldn't it have been nice to know, for voters to know how big this mess is before they threw all that additional money at what is fairly at least questioned as to whether or not this entire system is failing?
And anecdotally, I've been hearing from people who openly have said, yes, I supported the referendum. I voted in favor of it. And they are completely blindsided, too. And Vince, you and I were talking earlier this week about Dr. Posley and the long lineage of MPS superintendents. And it seems everyone has something that comes up during their tenure. But Posley has been very much party line, very much trying to keep the peace during his tenure in that position. This one feels like it might be above the pale.
Yeah, and we found out, you know, additionally, days after the referendum passed, that despite that, MPS was still planning to cut some 300 jobs, mm-hmm. or nearly that, some of them classroom teachers. Now you're finding out federal and state funding in jeopardy because they're not doing the basics, filing financial reports, taking care of students. This isn't test scores or performance. These are basics of the job. You mentioned Dr. Posley. It's one thing to be at odds with people in the community. It's one thing at odds to be with others who are criticizing your programs. Another thing entirely to be at odds with your boss, which is the school board here. And so when you have school board members openly calling out saying, we didn't know, almost worse than the fact that it happened is them saying, we didn't know this was a problem. That could spell trouble for Keith Posley.
So now we look at where we go from here. So they never even got around to voting on that budget, which was the purpose of the meeting they were holding. And so now, once again, that can has been kicked down the road. They will hold a meeting on Monday, and there will be public comment again. So you wonder, are we just going to have the same thing happen over and over and over again? Are these meetings going to be interrupted? Is there going to be shouting? Are we ever going to vote on this? And remember, jobs are on the line, almost 300 of them.
I mentioned MMAC. They were out with a lengthy statement. I'll read part of it to you. We now ask the Milwaukee Public School Board to investigate the matter and hold those responsible fully accountable. Again, going back to perhaps the superintendent, a deep independent performance audit of the district must be conducted and the results made public. Our students are told to complete their work and turn it in on time. MPS administrators need to be held to that same standard. So this story continues. Yes, to your point, that next meeting is scheduled for Monday. Can they possibly even vote on a budget at that time? They are bound by, I guess it would be ordinance, maybe state law. Either way, they're supposed to have their budget done by the end of June. So there is time for them to go back and forth. There's time for them to appeal to DPI, say, okay, here are our financials. This is all this stuff that was due, late as it were. Here's what you needed, and to be able to restore that state funding. So there's time, but not a lot of it, as we're on the last day of May here today. Again, that meeting coming up next week on June 3rd.